Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Home of such shows as Best In Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, and Truth Time Theater. And oh wait, there's one more. The one that's going on right now. The one that I'll eventually apologize for and hope that you accept. My name is Ken. This is the DJ New Style Show. With me as always, your friend, my friend, a guy named Steve. Steve, how are you doing tonight, buddy? What's going on?
I feel very exposed tonight in this show.
Why do you feel more exposed now than any other time?
Because, like you might have said before we started broadcasting, you're going to criticize me every time I look around or change my view, because I am actually on cam tonight as we are doing this show in the throwback style episode, I guess we could call that.
Well, I guess what happened is Barb decided to put the word out that we should have a night where we all kind of get back together in the old pal talk room and fire it up, hang out, pull our fucking balls out, and just count the hairs and just see what's what. And we tried to prepare for that last night by, you know, dusting off the pal talk room, opening it up, and we discovered that the fucking thing just doesn't work. I don't know if it's that you have to pay for it. Like, I paid for Pal Talk so long.
I did too at one point.
That I didn't notice if the free version just never worked or what. Like, I don't know if last night's failure in Pal Talk is due to us having to use a free version because I'm not giving another cent to that fucking that company. Or that
room.
Or that they just broke it. And it just sucks.
That could be one or the other.
So I don't really know. So in addition to the HearUsTalk.com Ustream live presence that we usually do, we've decided to migrate over to Tiny Chat and hang out with a few of our dear friends, Barb being one of them. Of course, Casey is here, Irka Durka, our buddy Jeff from Truth Time Theater, and the Goatweed. Now, keep in mind, we've extended invitations to a lot of people, and if you are hearing this and you weren't a part of this live, and you're hearing it, you know, after the fact, don't feel slighted. Just feel like you missed out on a huge thing that we wanted you to be a part of, and you totally fucking blew it. You bald fucking 50-something bastard. You germ obsessed fucking piece of shit paper pushing motherfucker. I'm just kidding, germ. He couldn't be here. I don't know why. I have a feeling he may pop in. He may just poke his head in with an assumed name. That's what he does. But we'll see. Casey made it out. Frank didn't. So we're going to do this. And as you alluded to, you feel more exposed because now I can see you. I see your drop ceiling. I see the fact that you have a game you're going to turn your fucking head to and just try and see Mattingly attempt glory, and it's just not going to happen for him.
I don't think it's going to happen.
It never will. It never will. Two men were born with great gifts, but were cursed in that they would never feel glory. That's Dan Marino and Don Mattingly.
Two great guys.
Yeah, it's just never going to happen for him. I don't know why. Maybe Dan Marino could just fucking get like a walk-on coaching spot,
yeah,
and then get
offensive coordinator,
luck his way into a ring that way. You know what? They wouldn't hire him. You know why? Because he's a fucking curse. And the Dodgers are going to realize that about Don Mattingly. Donnie Baseball, my ass.
Maybe the Giants should hire Marino. Can't do much worse.
Steve, we're not a sports show. We are not.
I'll just say.
We are not capable of putting out the product that our friend Eastside Dave puts out on his wonderful sports program. We don't know shit about sports. We're not passionate about sports.
I know something about
sports. You don't know dick about sports, Steven. Then stop posturing. Stop it.
Posturing.
Stop it. I won't sit here and have you pretend as you're over there hoping for a Mattingly victory. It's not going to happen. You don't know sports if you think that's going to fucking, if that's even a remote.
I don't know sports, but I know baseball. I'll say that much.
Okay.
So I know sport. Ask sport.
Well, Steven, it's been a couple of weeks since we've done one of these.
Yeah.
So naturally, our lively lives, our busy schedules.
We have doubled the content.
Filled with excitement. We have a lot of important things to cover. I mean, I'm sure that that you've done something worth noting. What is the most important thing that you were involved in our absence, Steve?
I went to a pumpkin patch and got some donuts.
So you went out and you got some donuts at a fucking pumpkin patch.
Yeah, and
don't,
my little,
and,
little
don't and don't say it like that, Steve, because we all know you went fucking pumpkin picking. That's what you did.
I didn't get a pumpkin. I didn't.
But the act of doing that, it's not like you're going to go to that farm and say,
I went,
you know what,
on a hayride with my little 3-year-old cousin.
Oh, that fucking hayride shit.
Yeah, he flipped out because they have a haunted hayride and like a regular hayride.
Yeah.
So, you know, we couldn't take him on the haunted one, but...
Well, what's the haunted hayride like, about? How does that work? Does it just drive through a cornfield where people, like, jump out?
Yeah, they have that, and then they have, like, a guy with, like, a chainsaw with no chain on it that runs behind the hayride, and I think there's, like it's like a not a silo. It's, like, almost like an airplane hangar, and they, like, go through, and they close the doors, and they flash all this shit at you. But there's one point where a guy that's dressed up almost like Mike Myers is on a quad, like, flying around. Like, this dude was hauling ass. And he, like, flies around your...
I thought you didn't go to the haunted hayride.
Huh?
I thought you didn't go on the haunted one.
We didn't. Here's the thing.
The haunted one gets bored and they have Mike Myers on a fucking ATV?
Yeah, so the
on a quad, a four-wheeler?
And the regular hayride kind of, like, intersect...
Yeah.
So the dude on the ATV, everyone can see him like flying around and stuff. And my little 3-year-old cousin saw him and he started getting scared, crying and shit. And then they left and I had to wait an hour and 15, 20 minutes for donuts.
An hour and 15 minutes for shitty fucking farm
shitty
donuts.
They're good, man.
So you had the apple cider donut that would, right. They're crumbly. They were nice and warm, but they're run of the mill, Steve. Run of the goddamn mill. An hour, hour and a half, you're in line?
Yep.
Could have gotten some cronuts. Could have gotten at least one cronut. I know them just because I've heard other people have waited in line for them. And I've Googled them. They look delicious. But I couldn't bring myself to fucking wait in line for a way to just to poison myself and clog my arteries. Who am I kidding? I would fucking do it tomorrow if I could. The cronut is like a cross between croissants and donuts, but you know, I mean, that's the
sounds good.
It does. That's the definition. But if you start, you know, trying to you know, look into like food blogs to see what they are, like, well, each layer of phyllo dough is fucking laminated with honey glaze. Like, I don't give a shit. Is it good? Oh, it's good. Yeah. Hey, that looks good. I would eat one. I don't like food blogs that fucking just review a meal that they ate in 10 minutes like it's a fucking work of literature, and they spend hours describing the flakes, the umami, and fucking like all these. I sound like a complete asshole, but if you've ever read one fucking review of a meal, you know the level of douchery that they fucking put out here. It's like a Yelp review that gets edited over the course of a day and then published to a personal blog.
Yeah, it's the whole foodie thing. It really pisses me off. I don't like food critics because people like different shit. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's the best thing in the world. If you don't like broccoli, you're not going to like a meal with broccoli in it.
Yeah.
I mean, so the foodies are, it's like an even worse version of food critics.
Yeah.
It makes me angry reading all that shit. They don't, people don't know anything.
Yeah. I don't know. I absolutely hate it. So you got donuts, Steve.
Yep.
Well, you know, an hour and a half line isn't bad now that we have smartphones and we have distractions. We can will ourselves through a fucking hour and a half like it's nothing. So yeah, what did you do to occupy your mind while you were in line for an hour and a half for some shitty by the way, you microwave the cider donuts from fucking ShopRite. I bet you we could fool you.
No way.
They're the same fucking things.
No way. You could. I tried because I had some leftovers because I got three bags because I was so mad and I had to make everybody else wait even longer.
Yeah.
Because each person had a, like, it was basically made to order for each person because they have like this little tiny thing that makes, you know, like two donuts per.
Oh, I've seen. It's like a little contraption that dips it and fucking moves it all.
Like,
yeah. Okay.
Like a half dollar around. I mean, they're very small.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I'll take three. I'm like, I'll take three bags. Jeez. So I, you know, we were sharing them, me and my aunt, my little cousin and stuff, but I had a half a bag left over. I tried to reheat them and it just wasn't the same right out of the fryer.
Oh, well.
But they're damn good. But yeah, there was a couple distractions. One I actually forgot to tell you about. But the first was there was like a group of girls behind me.
Yeah.
And I'd say they were like 12, 13, maybe 15 at most.
Okay.
And they were just like, you know, one girl like kept walking over to this kid who was at like a sack toss game and trying to hit on him. And the two other girls.
Sack toss were like cornhole?
You know, where you have like that big board with cutouts and you try to throw a beanbag through it to win a pumpkin?
No, I mean, it wasn't like cornhole. Like where
I don't know what the hell cornhole is.
It's like a 2x4 ramp with a hole in it and it's on the ground.
Yes. Okay. It's cornhole.
That's cornhole.
It's fine. That's what it was.
Well, learn the name.
Well, I know of the only cornhole.
You say
I know
you're into sports. You know sports. You don't know cornhole. That's why you're a sham, Steve.
I've never seen cornhole on ESPN, so.
And that's a crime.
Yeah.
That's so a anyway, crime I'll address on another episode.
The two girls were just making fun of the one girl trying to hit on the guy that ran it. And I'm like, all right, whatever. So blah, blah, blah. There was a lady in front of me with a dog, and I was like petting the dog. That took up most of the time. The dog was cool. But then they started talking about a party. That
the children that were near you.
Yeah, the young tween girls that were talking about a party that their parents.
Can I ask you about their conversation, like the nature? Did they shut up for any period of time?
No. There was no silence between them. And they were on their phones while talking and carrying on a conversation, like while texting and talking.
I can't imagine. I just can't fucking imagine.
But yeah, they were talking about some party the parents went to, and one girl was like, ew, my mom was so drunk, and my dad was drunk, and they were like dancing around, and it was so embarrassing because I had to look at them, and we had to listen to 90s music.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm sitting there, I'm like,
you little motherfuckers.
I'm like,
we had to listen to 90s music. You 12-year-old motherfuckers. Like, it's a fucking bad thing. Do you understand the level of shit that's been released that they've embraced? Do you, like, you gave me this fucking, like, I heard this one song this weekend. This is from their fucking generation. This is not the one you gave me.
Oh.
This is a song that they like. It's not even ironically enjoyed. They fucking like it. Hold on. I probably have a fucking Google ad. I do. Hold on, we're going to use Lysol products now. This shit song is brought to you by a fucking disinfectant spray that they're telling you to spray all over your fucking couch so your baby can crawl on. How nice. How nice.
Yeah, have your baby crawl.
This fucking song is something they love. And I thought it was a joke. I really did. It's not.
Dog goes woof. Cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog crow, and the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say?
Let me try and fucking
understand. It's huge. It's huge.
I want to just fucking say here. Fuck this entire generation. Fuck them. Fuck their sensibilities, their tastes, and I don't get how this is a popular fucking thing. The lyrics are dog goes woof, cat goes meow. And yep. And the fucking thing is, what does the fucking fox say? Which is a goddamn insult to anybody who's lived near a fucking woods, who has the forest in their fucking backyard. Have you ever heard a fucking fox? Anybody who has should be fucking offended that this is a goddamn fucking song. Because anytime you have a fucking fox in your backyard, it sounds, honestly, like a second grader's being fucking filleted in a sandbox.
Yeah.
Like a few trees away.
They sound... Like something is dying.
And, like, this fucking thing here, like, this part of the song, they're guessing what the fuck the fox sounds like. Oh, I love it.
What does the fox say?
The fucking fox says... Ah! Yep. That's what the fuck the fox says! That's what the fuck a real fucking fox says. Fuck you kids for your dumb fucking let's dress up like animals and dance with fucking fluorescent light bulbs. Fuck you. Fuck your stupid Rebecca Black bullshit songs. All these little motherfuckers who are 12 and sing about falling in love. Fuck all of you. Fuck every fucking one of you. 90s music and you're disgusted? Holy shit. Fuck that. And then you gave me this piece of shit. Now, I this fucking fox song people know about. I didn't know about this. I asked other people. They had never fucking heard this shit.
Dude, this was posted like 12 hours before I sent it to you.
Yeah, this is like, it's called, it's by a girl, a young girl named Allison Gold. This is the song here that is supposed to fucking sweep the nation. It's going to be sweeping the nation. By the way,
congratulations.
What the fuck is that?
By the way, congratulations.
Thanks. Great. Congratulations for losing all faith in the fucking world. Nice wave file to fucking welcome me to life again. Congratulations. You have no trust in this fucking planet you were fucking birthed on. I just want to set the stage. This video, it's a guy at an Asian man at a Mongolian round grill. Cooking noodles with fucking pool cues. Here we go. Song.
They probably had eight.
A lot of people like fucking Chinese food. It's not a fucking song. I'm sorry. Entire families have fucking agreed on it being good. You don't need some fucking twat. Yeah, she's 12, but she's a twat. Singing about how much she fucking loves Chinese food. I got news for you. We all like it. I fucking hate it and I'll still eat it. We all eat fucking Chinese food. We don't need this fucking song. And you pointed out to me that, yes, this is the guy who produced the Rebecca Black Friday song.
Yes, it is.
And not only that, it has the same rapper. So, and I use the term loosely. Does he have a name? Does the guy have a name?
Goat, we nailed it. LL Cool J Light.
I was going to go with Flo Rida.
Yeah, well, close.
He looks a lot like fucking Flo Rida. Okay, so he rips a fucking panda hat off and then does this part. Chinese food and some lotto soup. Get me broccoli while playing Monopoly. Don't be a busy bee, cause it's your fantasy to eat Chinese food, egg roll and chop suey. I use the chopsticks to eat pot sticks. Put some hot sauce and sweet and sour, make it sweet. Because Chinese food takes away my stress. Now I'm gonna go and eat Panda Express. Fuck this entire generation, you motherfuckers.
I had to listen to 90s music. It was the worst.
I can't fucking tell you. I can't fucking tell you how awful that shit is. And the fucking, the fact that this guy grins through the whole fucking verse, if you want to even call it that. I eat Panda Express. I eat Panda Express. I put some hot sauce in the sweet and sour to make it sweet. You motherfucker, shut the fuck up. And it's going to sell like hotcakes. Isn't that the worst fucking part of it? Right now, this has 9,000 likes on YouTube and fucking 41,000 dislikes.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And it's still going to do a fantastic business. It'll be sold to fucking like Panda Express. It's just built in for their fucking their business. I like Chinese food. Throw a couple fucking 100,000 bucks at this fucking gap-toothed little kid. By the way, I'm at the age where I'll watch any video, whether it's like a pornography, a shitty music video, something like this, and I notice the fucking fixtures in the home, and I'm like, oh, look at that railing. It's a fucking nice
staircase, man.
It's a fucking nice railing this bitch has in her house. I watched it, like, the end of this video. There's a really nice fucking wrought iron railing. I'm like, God, look at this. I stopped hating the song because I stopped hearing it. I looked at that fucking rail. I'm like, God damn it. It's fucking, they did a good job with that, too. It's not a seam. There's no weld marks. It's beautiful. And then I went right back to fucking hating it. Is that what the American dream is now? To have some fucking kid who is... Yeah. Who hits it big by being the most hated kid on YouTube so she can be turned into a positive hero story on the news.
Oh, like Rebecca Black when she said, I'm donating all of the money from the song.
I didn't even know that she did that.
Oh, she did. She did.
I don't care that she did. What happens is they post shit. They post this shit on the internet and it's treated as the shit it is. And just because it's a child that did it, supposedly, that fucking middle-aged, whitewashed, bootleg fucking Bismarcky, Flo Rida, or whatever, LL Cool J, whatever fucking MC Shan, whatever fucking rapper
hey,
we can just
MC
fucking
Shan,
throw out.
Come on, don't disrespect MC Shan.
Okay,
like
I'm sorry. I apologize, Steven. He's whatever like, fucking like, Wayans brother doing a bad skit. They get in these fucking videos. He's the one producing this shit. He's the one responsible for this. But no, the internet is making fun of a child. How could they do that? It's such a cruel, cruel thing. Bullying, not good. But they can just jam fucking disgusting corn-filled fucking shits right down our fucking tubes and expect us to just fucking embrace it and say, hey, it's a kid. She did a good job. Everybody gets a trophy. I'm sorry. If you're a parent and your kid makes that song, you say, great job, honey. And when she says, I'm going to put it on YouTube, you say, make sure you disable comments. make sure you turn comments off. It's going to get pretty mean.
Yep.
Because it's honestly not a good song. But you did a great job. I don't know how you positively enforce that so that it becomes something else. But that is not the doing of a child. That is a child being fucking exploited so that she can be ridiculed and then get attention. That's the fucking formula now. Yeah, honey boo boo. Let's get the shittiest fucking ketchup and spaghetti eating little fucking piglet on TV.
Have her fart constantly.
And have the world hate her. And then blame the world for fucking hating her. And make her a thing. A positive story. I don't get it. I don't fucking understand it. And the fact that Steve, you're mad when you hear this shit, aren't you? And then you hear the people that are consuming it say, 90s music. Ugh.
See, hearing it doesn't make me mad. Hearing people
preferring like,
get
it
behind it.
Preferring and, it to exactly. like That's fucking to mad. Your jam, fucking Alice in Chains. Or, you know what? Here's the other side
Black
of your
Sabbath, man.
Here's the other side of your story. You were in front of them, in back of them, kind of near them in line.
I was in front of them, so they didn't know.
I'm
I was,
guessing
like,
maybe you were wearing like an Alice in Chains t-shirt, and they're just fucking with you.
No, I wasn't.
You sure?
I was just wearing an orange t-shirt.
Okay. Did anybody try to pick you?
Pick me? Oh.
Sorry.
That's worse than that song, that joke.
Look, I like Chinese food, Steve.
I do too. They just ruined
it. Do me
it
a solid.
Bit.
I didn't fucking make a track for it. Okay? I didn't put one out there. Moo, 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 guy, pan. Just give it to me. And the fucking cookie. I don't know. I'm exasperated. But it irritates me that people prefer that over like the shit that we liked. And they call the 90s music shit.
Yep.
Shit. And now I kind of get why my dad has a sourpuss whenever he hears anything that wasn't from his fucking era. Whenever he hears something basically with fucking synthetic percussion. My dad just gets into this fucking like...
That's a goddamn key talk.
He almost has like a fucking food poisoning expression on his face. He's actually been poisoned for having heard this fucking music. He goes and he expresses the ultimate turn that shit off face whenever he hears this stuff. And now I understand it because he's old and he has lived through multiple incredible eras of music. And the fact that there's all this fucking shit out there now must upset him. Like we were at a wedding this weekend. My cousin got married for the second time. This is actually the first second wedding I've ever been to. You know what I mean when I say that my cousin got divorced and it's his second marriage. I've never been to an additional marriage.
Right,
and it was the first one, and it was ended up being a pretty good time, but they were playing a bunch of a good mix of music, and one of those was "What Does the Fucking Fox Say?" And I was bewildered because they said, "Oh, this is the best song ever," and they played it. So I'm like, "Oh, that's got to be a joke. That's just a joke song that they enjoy." And then I looked it up, and no, my niece who was at the wedding is like, "Oh." Which is something she says after every fucking song. She says, "Oh my god, I love this song."
Well, that's good that she says it after every song.
Yeah,
not takes preferential treatment.
After a while, I said, "Hey, could you just tell me when you don't like the song? Just tell me when I don't care for this song. That would be something I'd love to hear because I haven't heard her fucking say it." So she started just telling me there are songs I don't like. I don't like Wiz Khalifa. I'm like, well, we're probably not going to hear too many fucking Wiz Khalifa joints at this fucking 50-year-old's wedding. So you're probably safe. But we did hear "What Does the Fox Say?" And my dad's fucking face, just pure disapproval. Pure, unbridled disapproval. It was a glorious thing. Fucking loved it. Absolutely loved it. So I can't believe that this shit is a real fucking thing.
It's real.
I love Chinese food, Steve. I love fucking Chinese food.
I do too, but not the song about it.
It's a punishment song. That's a song you'll play to irritate the shit out of somebody. You'll never.
That's like one of those PSYOP songs where they have to like get somebody out of a building and they just play that on loop.
Yeah, like if we our next fucking cult that has to be
removed,
excised from a hospital.
Congratulations.
Congratulations once again.
See, this is the thing I don't like about Tiny Chat. We're hanging out in Tiny Chat throughout the duration of this fucking episode. Periodically, I'll be congratulated for something. And then occasionally, I'll hear a big whoosh noise. And I don't know what the fuck it means. But I do get to see Steve. I noticed that the TV is off. I appreciate that.
Yeah, turned it off.
Does that mean the game's over?
Nope.
How are you going to know if they won?
Check after.
Oh, my God.
I'm leaving this one.
I hope nobody spoils it.
To the baseball gods.
The baseball gods.
There
Jesus
are.
Jesus H. Christ. Oh, Casey Alon is pointing out you're down with MTV instead of you're down with OPP. Do you remember? You remember that?
I remember OPP. I never heard of you down with MTV. What was that, like a clean version or something?
No, it was like a fucking thing that they produced. Or there was some parody. There were a lot of those. Like, I think Whoop There It Is had a few fucking supposedly comical remakes.
I liked Whoop There's My Butt by Beavis. That one was good. Whoop There's My Butt.
Go back and watch them. Not that great, Steve. The videos I enjoy. But goddamn.
At least they had videos back then.
Goddamn. Are the fucking cartoons just borderline unwatchable?
No, they're good.
No, they're not. They're not fucking good, Steve. I'm sorry.
They're good to me.
I bet you they are. I was really excited when they fucking released them. I'm like, oh, shit. Gonna get them. I bought them. And I'm like, oh, it's just a whole lot of the show part. None of the videos. I'm like, oh, this is really fucking bad.
Oh, really? They cut all the video like critiques out? Because that's the best part of the whole show.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The show is the animated working at fucking Burger World, Frog Bait, like that type of shit. It's just it was a good break between the fucking videos. You see? You see? I got a fucking terrible thing going on here for me. I don't hate everything. I just I'm disappointed easily. I remember really liking Beavis and Butthead. I really, really liked it, and I went back and watched it. It was no good. It was no good at all. Hold on. Do I have fucking Pal Talk open? I do have Pal Talk open. That's what the fuck it is. Thank you, Casey. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Oh, we gotta take fucking, back everything we said about Tiny Chat then.
Our failed experiment of using Pal Talk last night had an unfortunate.
It failed hard.
Well, I'd like to encourage everybody out there listening to this to go to heroestalk.com, subscribe to our wonderful lineup of shows. We have Best in Show Radio. It's fantastic. We have Bug Zapper Radio. It's sublime. And Truth Time Theater, magnificent. Please go there, subscribe, listen to their shows, and let them know what you think. Good, bad, indifferent, let them know. It's a fucking fantastic thing. I love all the shows on this network.
So do I.
Except mine. I haven't turned the corner on this one yet, Steve. But maybe a couple more episodes.
We'll figure it out. Maybe someday we'll get there.
Yeah. I don't know. I was listening to the first set of podcasts I've been able to listen to in a fucking long time. I had to catch up on so many fucking Best in Shows and Truth Time Theaters, man. I was fucking marathoning this week and last week.
Nice.
And enjoying it. I don't know. And so another thing I've been getting back to is, speaking of the shitty youth and this shitty generation to come, I've been getting back into updating a site called NotPants on Tumblr. That is notpants.tumblr.com. And it's a blog that I started in 2010, maybe 2009, where I just reblog people that are wearing fucking leggings as pants. And I offer a cruel, borderline amusing caption. And that's it. That's the whole post. Just the picture of some fucking broad in leggings or in tights or in fucking stockings wearing them as pants. And me criticizing them because I'm cruel and that's just what the fuck I do for my own amusement. For some reason, throughout the course of like regularly updating the site, I gained a bit of a following on there. And I took a lot of time away from it. And I decided I wanted to go back to it. And in the time that I've been away, Tumblr had gotten a lot bigger. And a lot more people were using it. And they were tagging things. Like, people are tagging stuff, like tweets and posts, as NotPants on their own.
Nice.
I never saw it before I created the site. The term NotPants was never used on Twitter until I started using it. And it was definitely never used on Tumblr until I started using it. But now people are, and it was a negative thing when I started, you know, tagging people's posts as it. And now they're tagging themselves. So they're proud of not wearing their pants. They're proud of wearing fucking leggings as pants. So there's a lot more fodder to go after. Like, previously I'd have to have people submit like another Kim Kardashian picture or another celebrity picture. And then I would write something about that. But now I can just go and search Tumblr for all these fucking tags that I have set up and just find my next post. And typically it's just some young girl showing off her fucking leggings in a torn apart fucking slovenly hovel of a room. Just showing her asshole basically to the fucking internet and neglecting her room to the point where her fucking dresser is like practically tipped over. I think I told one of these fucking broads that her room, like if they photoshopped her out of the room and put in a crying family and two guys in a fucking biohazard suit, you would be able to mistake it for a picture of the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. It was that fucking terrible of a room, that fucking messy. And now that it's not Kim Kardashian, it's not Lindsay Lohan, it's not a celebrity, now that it's the users of this site, there's a backlash against my activity as NotPants on Tumblr. There's a definite ill will towards what I'm doing, and I'm getting hate mail now. I'm not getting submissions for the site. You know, people that want to contribute to the fun. I'm getting actual
people's angry response,
bona fide hate mail, which is something that I love.
Nice.
I like hearing from people that are fucking angry from me fucking around, because it's an entertaining thing for me. But the problem is, these are the shittiest of people. They're so fucking self-absorbed and shitty that they're even bad at fucking hate mail. I got a couple days ago, I saw that I had a little message on Tumblr. I'm like, oh, here we go. Here we go. It said, "To NotPants, you are not a nice person." That's it. In reference to me making fun of someone's fucking stupid galaxy leggings. Like leggings that are shaped, that are fucking, they look like stars and shit. Like you have a black hole where your asshole is. Just fucking amazing. Someone told me that I was literally the biggest piece of shit.
Literally?
Yes, literally. Another hate mail from for NotPants told me that I should wear a sign that says asshole. That's it. These people are so not used to being fucked with. They're so not used to being told that everything they're doing is fantastic. Like they're so used to being praised and fucking fawned over that like any little fucking jab at them is so fucking, they have to react and they don't know how because they never did. They fucking never did. It's good. Yeah, I'm the biggest piece of shit ever in a world that had slavery and fucking and Hitler in it. I'm the biggest piece of shit because I don't think you should wear fucking leggings as pants. Personally.
Don't they call them yoga pants now? Haven't they tried to like actually try to make them into pants?
Well, there's a specific flavor of these things that are yoga pants, where I guess the fucking top folds over. It's got a little flare on the
big
leg.
Big difference.
Yeah, it's a there's leggings and tights and fucking stockings and yoga pants. And now
they're basically tights, though, aren't they?
It's another way to show your fucking camel toe to the world under the guise of being ready for anything. That's really what it is. So you're in line to get a fucking pastry at Panera Bread, and it's okay that you have your fucking ass and legs completely exposed.
Yep.
It's awful. But, hey, you know, in many instances, it's enjoyable. But I really like fucking making fun of it. I really do. I don't know. Does that make me fucked up? I think it might.
No.
I enjoy.
You can make fun of anything in the right context.
And now, Steve, I think I had maybe 2,000 followers. Not a whole lot from what I've heard about a lot of sites.
Still pretty good.
But a good chunk of people on Tumblr. And as of today, since my comeback, I am down to 1685. I am fucking hemorrhaging followers with my negativity.
Hitler had more than 2,000 followers, so he must be better than you.
It's true. I am the biggest piece of shit, according to them. Barb is saying that the way to do it is to get out to men. I think you're right. We need to find out where the fucking women haters are.
No, it's not. It's not.
And get them and get it out to them.
Men love that.
No, that's what we need to do. Yeah, we have to get it to the men.
Are you going to convince men that girls wearing skin tight clothing is bad? It's never going to happen.
It's not like I have a fucking movement and a letter writing campaign to stop it, Steve. I enjoy the view just as much as anybody else. However, I really enjoy putting a fucking broad in her place sometimes, and especially anonymously. I like doing that.
It's the internet.
I'm a fucking flawed person. It makes me happy. And not only that, even if you don't read the words, it's still a chick's ass that she willingly put out there. That's the other thing. I had an idea for a Tumblr site that I think I'm going to do, which is along the same lines, but not just the legging pants thing. And maybe I shouldn't even say this, but who gives a fuck? I'm gonna say it. I want you to maybe rate this idea. Along the same lines of Tumblr, you take somebody else's, or the not pants, you take somebody else's posts and reblog them.
Right.
And you add humorous captions to them. The name of the Tumblr, I think, is going to be something to the effect of your parents, your dad, or your mom is going to be the account name. And I'm going to reblog the fucking sluttiest of slutty posts that I can find on this fucking site. Because
that's a 9 or a 10 out of 10.
Because the girl who called me the biggest piece of shit, her next post was a picture of herself. It was a selfie where the caption was, "Just got cum on my favorite t-shirt, belly full, hashtag food, hashtag cum." She's categorized her posts with a cum category.
Wow.
And I'm the biggest piece of shit.
Does this girl look legal?
I don't know. I can't even tell anymore, Steve. I honestly cannot tell. So much that if I don't see a fucking stretch mark, I'm out. Because I don't want to go to jail. I'm looking for stretch marks or fucking baby toys in the background. If I'm going,
that doesn't mean anything either. Baby toys.
Unfortunately,
mean shit.
Hey, I can at least reasonably, fucking, I don't know. It's like my previous thing was to guarantee that you have amateur porn if that's your type of thing.
I used to go by tattoos or piercings.
No, now you have to go for a messy room and a shaky camera hand. You need a messy room and like a fucking hoodie on the floor that's been there for a couple days, and also background TV noise. Like if you can hear the Judge Mathis show in the background, you probably have an amateur clip. Like this is probably a revenge upload. But now
Judge Mathis.
Yeah. I heard it. Like, I award the plaintiff $32.38. And I hope you learn your lesson while this dude is getting his dick sucked by some fucking whore who didn't even change the fucking station watching judge shows and sucking dick. Fucking terrible. But that's my thing. I think I'm going to do that. And you think it's a 9 or 10 out of 10?
Yeah. Solid 9.
Because maybe not pants makes somebody feel guilty. Maybe, right? Like, if I reblog a picture of you and it says those aren't pants, maybe you're like, what the? Why would? And then you go back to whatever you believe. But maybe it gives them that shadow of a doubt. I think if you saw your dad reblogged your post and it's your fucking whore post where you're taking a fucking, you're flashing a peace sign with the third spurt out of a dick dribbling off the middle finger. And you have a rumpled fucking RC Cola can on your fucking chest or something. Like, I think that would that might make you feel bad. You might actually try to remove that post. I don't know. It's just me trying to fuck with people. Because I think these kids do this shit on here. I think Tumblr basically is a place where it's like, I'll put it there because my parents aren't going to find it. I get that vibe from a lot of the fucking posts.
Yeah, that was like when Facebook started. Now Facebook, you know, everybody's on it, so it's they got to find.
Do you believe
a slightly?
Do you believe these posts or not posts? Fuck Jesus H Christmas Christ! Do you believe the headlines they read on the news where it's like employers are asking for access to your fucking Facebook, or is that just a scare tactic?
I believe it.
That they're going to ask you for your fucking username and password?
They used to, I think, originally, and then they made laws against it. But I think, like, the people will still try to look you up.
Jesus.
On Facebook. I think that might still be a thing. They won't ask you for it, but they'll try to find you.
I don't know. All that shit, it seems really fucking crazy. Like, if I was on an interview...
We need Jimmy Rhodes. We need Jimmy Rhodes to chime in on this.
That would be a perfect thing for Jimmy to include in some commentary from an update. Yeah. If I was on an interview and someone said, okay, now what's your... what login and password do you use for Facebook? Because we have to check.
See ya.
Yeah, I'm like, no, you don't. That's our policy. I'm like, well, okay, it's not fucking mine. So, goodbye. So if I work here, do you have to fucking rifle through my phone? Do you have to,
right?
Do you have to do a fucking walkthrough to my house like I'm adopting a dog? Okay, he's got a fence. I think this household's good to go. They're qualified dog owners. Like what do you need? What are you gonna fucking find? What do you want to see? Like, what kind of, you know, it's going to be some micromanaging fucking asshole. It's going to be your boss. They want to log into your Facebook and see this shit. Fuck, man. I had a boss that would just fucking save everything ever that he ever, any piece of information he got from you, he would save it in his fucking personal Outlook. And, and then he got,
really?
Then he quit and he took his Outlook file with him. And he just had all this fucking sensitive information from my previous company. He's like, I guess his justification was like, well, it's right here. If I need it, I got it. Blah, blah. Not that, hey, this is fucking sensitive information that you're just fucking keeping unencrypted. You know,
isn't that like stalking pretty much?
No, it's like account numbers and shit, like, you know, passwords and, you know, all this shit that basically ran the business. Because he was in charge of a lot of that stuff. He just kept it in his, like, notes in fucking Outlook.
Yeah, that's a little creepy.
It's I would think it borders on theft. I mean,
yeah.
You're walking out with this fucking information, and you still have it?
Yeah, that should all stay in the company, and if you're no longer with the company, it should no longer exist.
Yeah.
That's a little fucked up.
It is a little fucked up, Steve. It is. I don't know. Barb is in the tiny chat room that we're doing this week, and she's saying that she asked somebody what they thought Tumblr was. Now, Barb was early to Tumblr. She was an early adopter. When Barb created her account, I think, you know, I had an account. A number of us on Pal Talk at the time created our accounts. It was a very small fucking platform, And so she asked somebody what they thought it was, and they told her that it was for little girls who want to be like porn. it's fucking amazing.
That's probably the best way to state it.
$1 billion property that Yahoo bought, Tumblr. In the mind of the average person is where little girls go to do porn. Fucking amazing. And she was saying that she has someone because she has a very good name. Like she has Babs on Tumblr. I gave it away. Sorry, Barb. And she has a girl that is messaging her constantly so she can get that name. You should fucking sell it. Say how rich are your parents? You want this fucking name? How rich is daddy? How much does daddy love you to get this fucking name?
Get me a briefcase full of money and maybe we'll talk about it.
Yeah, you fucking send me a fucking cashier's check for a large sum. A large sum. $1 million American dollars, Jeff from True Time Theater says. Barb's saying she would give it away for $500 to $1,000. It's really just a fucking name. It doesn't mean anything. Yeah, $500, $1,000. Fuck it, take it. Put your dumb fucking animated GIFs on there and your stupid cat pictures and reblog your stupid friend's fucking weird picture that you thought was random. I don't know. It's really fucking stupid. You were telling me something, Steve, that you wanted to get to. And before I get to that, I want to encourage everybody out there to listen to all the shows on HeroesTalk.com, but also to take your money that you work for, that you've saved, you've squirreled away, take it and spend a little bit of it on yourself. That's right. Go to HeroesTalk.com/Amazon and buy that thing you've had your eye on. Is it an iPad? Do you want one of these fucking iPads so you can download the Tiny Chat app and see my fucking face and see Steve's fucking head? Is that what you want to do? Do you want a laptop? Do you want a nice fucking set of vitamins or a casserole pan like Best in Show Chris has? Maybe. But whatever you want, they have it. Go to HeroesTalk.com/Amazon. Click the link. Buy your item. You get this thing that you enjoy. We get a small cut. Pays the bills for us.
Everybody's
and it,
happy.
And it fulfills a dream for you. The dream of ownership and the dream of helping something that you moderately enjoy. HeroesTalk.com. Now, Steve, you had something that you prefaced by saying that you wanted to talk about it, but it's going to be controversial. You wanted to talk about it, but it's going to be a little controversial.
Yeah.
I think I'm ready.
This has to do with religion, though, a little bit.
I think I'm ready, Steve. I think I'm ready.
You could take a first step into this kind of arena?
I'll tell you. We can talk religion. We can talk religion. I'm fine with this.
We have. I mean, we've done the Papal Progress Report. I mean,
we haven't done that in a while.
We have done it, though.
We have done it. I think I'm okay. I submit I will talk religion with you, Steve. What is it that was so controversial that you wanted to talk about?
I was listening to the last Truth Time Theater, and they were saying something. I forget the context, but it was about rabbis. And it was either Reese or Smitty was saying something about rabbis, and you know they really don't take too much heat. They don't, you know, you don't hear too much bad about rabbis. They usually seem a little more progressive than the counterparts in Islam or in Catholicism. But I've heard this time and time again of this practice done in it's an ultra orthodox Jewish practice.
Okay,
where while giving a bris, otherwise known as a circumcision.
Mm-hmm. And so people know, it's not a brisk.
Okay. Yeah, not a brisk.
It's not a
Who
brisk.
Who said that? Was that Frank?
I don't know. Probably.
Probably. But anyway, where the rabbi performs the cutting of the flesh of the foreskin,
okay,
and in order to stop the bleeding they suck on a baby dick.
They stop the bleeding with their mouth.
They put their mouth around the genitals of the boy.
Now this is this is a thing that has a name, and it's a, like it's a bris.
I can't even.
No, it's a bris. This is an event, right?
Yeah.
And so I would imagine that it happens in the presence of loved ones. Is that right?
Yeah, I would assume the family's there. Ugh.
So they have their newborn, and they have some old guy put his mouth on their child.
Yes.
I think it's a little fucked up.
Yeah, and it's
And I'm an outsider. I'm not a Jew of any variety.
I
live in a house that was previously owned by Jews. I don't think that qualifies me for comment on this. I think I can say that might be a little fucking fucked up.
I think little is an understatement. It's
now you have a video in the prep sheet with no title. Yeah. Is that relevant to this?
Yeah. If it's the rabbi's...
Okay, so this is a video of a rabbi talking about this.
Right, giving his...
Okay.
In the halacha, in Yoredeya, that's the second section of the four sections of halacha called the Shulchan Aruch, the set table.
What?
In chapter 266...
By the way, the title of this video is Rabbi Explains the Importance of Sucking a Boy's Penis After Circumcision. This guy...
Importance.
Is stressing the importance of doing of this behavior. So here we go.
Halacha 3, 4, 5, and 6, he describes how the circumcision is to be done. This is after the cutting. The mohel does what is called metzitza, and metzitza means to suck. And it means doing so with his mouth. And one could say, well, why can't you use a tube? Well, you could, technically, but it's not the custom as to why, how it was done. Now, why is it that way? Well, I could say then you'll...
That technically that he just threw in there is like...
I absolve myself of all wrongdoing.
No, it's like, hey, Dad, couldn't I just use like a fucking... Couldn't I just use one of those fucking Billy Mays fish hooks to hang my picture? He's like, well, you could, technically. Which means you could, but it's not the right way to do it. That's not the way I would do it. That's what you could technically means. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Well, Mays, you didn't have tubes. Now you can have tubes, so why not? The answer, as I thought about it, is that it's not as effective.
Oh, boy.
Because the tube... does not seal as well, it's not as pliable, and furthermore, it's not as quick, and it's not as close. You have to have a quick suction action, you have to have more pliability, and also, there's the theory, some people feel that it is, some people feel that it's not, that the saliva of a human being has some antiseptic qualities, and it's actually brought in the halacha of the Talmud that the saliva of certain people were actually used as curatives. And so...
This guy set up a fucking tripod, positioned himself in frame, recorded and uploaded this video to convince the world that he should be allowed to suck a child's dick.
Yep.
You can't convince me otherwise that this guy loves to put his mouth on a dick.
It's got to be pliable, it's got to be quick, and it's got to be close.
Like, okay, if you were a rabbi, I have this thing on, sorry about that. If you were a rabbi, and you had to do this because it's just the way it was done, but you're not the biggest fan of it. Maybe someone says, hey, why aren't you doing this? You'd be like, well, yeah, okay, but. But if you were a rabbi and you fucking loved just getting that fresh cut dick in your mouth. By the way, the sashimi of dicks. A newborn, fresh cut, bleeding cock. That is as fucking out of the river, fresh fucking masterfully carved as you can get.
Vomit.
If you loved it, you would try to convince people that it's not fucking weird. And the fact that you have to tell people that it's not fucking weird means it's fucking weird. Why are you sucking a baby's dick in front of this whole fucking family?
There's no context to put this in to make it right.
It's like, oh, well, we had a baby boy, time for the bris. And all of a sudden, like, oh, this may hurt a bit, blah, blah, blah. And the trim, like, oh, God, that probably didn't feel good. And throw a little one-liner out. And all of a sudden, this bearded creep dips his head and
this
fucking
guy is, like,
sucks.
Top beard too.
Sucks on a kid's dick. This supposedly learned, intelligent person that you go
He's
to.
A holy man. He is
a holy man. You go to if you have problems. He gives you advice to get you through things. He gives you perspective. He's a man that has stature and commands respect. You go to him. He helps you out. He gives you a whole fucking new view on things. And now he's sucking your newborn's dick. What the fuck? And you're gonna go and you're gonna go back to him? You're gonna fucking talk to him again? Why is it that Jewish mothers are so overbearing then? Could it be that I don't know, every Jewish man, I guess, has been this isn't hold on. I don't want to generalize it. This isn't an every Jew thing, is it?
Ultra Orthodox. No.
Okay.
I would say this is, you know.
I was almost going to say, no wonder every Jew I've ever met is so fucking neurotic and has issues with their parents. I don't know. But this is ultra Orthodox. These are the people that have to trust a rabbi. That and have to believe every word he says. And when this Santa Claus beard motherfucker sticks the fucking the gem mint 10 grade A fucking fatty tuna in his mouth and fucking suckles on the tip, I'm coagulating it. You gotta be quick. You gotta be quick, Steve.
Antiseptic properties.
Stop talking. I'll help you with your mortgage later. You see the tubes? You're going to love that you didn't have a tube because this was quicker and my mouth and throat is more pliable. What a fucking bunch of shit. And Barb pointed this out, and I've heard about this too. Weren't there moils that were passing around fucking herpes to like newborn kids?
Multiple times. They've given herpes to babies. Mm.
I wonder how they got herpes all over their lips. Maybe from sucking newborn dick, right?
No, probably not from sucking newborn dick. Probably from sucking homeless guy in the alley dick.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Well, then that makes a whole lot of sense. So that a guy that loves sucking dick will get lip herpes.
Right.
But he still loves sucking dick, so he's got to do his job. And he's not going to be using any goddamn tube. The mashcha means to suck. He's got the you got to be fucking that is the exact line of bullshit he has to this guy has been saying this fucking 50 years probably to any parent who's like, whoa, where's the tube? You can use a tube, but I don't know, technically you can, but I'll just tell you that your baby is not going to seal up, right? Unless I fucking...
You need the antiseptic properties of my STD-ridden mouth.
I've got antiseptic...
To seal it up.
You don't... I brush with Mentadent, which has peroxide in it. So, you know, I've got a lot of antiseptic properties in my saliva. And I've got a good fucking lip technique. You've never felt one like mine. I don't fucking understand this.
And there's something very frightening that's happened because of this. Because this has happened, like... I'd say, you know, since like maybe 2009, every year or so you hear about it happening again. If you go to the Wikipedia page on this whole, I think it's basically like a small bullet point under Jewish circumcision. They say that people have tried to get legislation against this happening in New York City, and it just never goes through. Like they can't legislate against this because
they're above
whatever
the law.
Reason.
They're above the law. They can do yep. this all they want.
It's a rabbi. They know what they're talking about.
This guy can suck all the dick he wants, and he's not going. And he's going for fucking day zero dick, fucking right out of the cunt. Jesus Christ!
Ugh.
Oh, this one wasn't even squid. This was a cesarean. Okay, now we're talking. This one wasn't even marred in any way. It was pulled right from the womb. Barb is saying that at the day of the bris, they could you could accidentally forget the tube and go, oh, where did you know? I'm fresh out of tube. I guess we could always go with the mishpacha, which means to suck your son's dick in front of you and call it a holy thing. Oh God, I don't know. What could I say?
Ugh. It happens.
Who would argue? Oh fuck you, you creepy fucking bearded dick sucker. Guy is a dick sucker. Like how could you? Okay.
Now hold on. Let's not confuse sucking dick at a homosexual level with consenting male adults with this guy who is sucking
okay.
a small baby.
Okay.
Dick.
You know what? Two guys want to have a fucking a little romp. One of them wants to get his fucking dick sucked.
They're of legal age.
Another guy consenting. Wants to suck the dick. They set it up. They go at it.
Go for it.
To each his own. Both of right. you have decided this should happen. This creepy motherfucker has imprinted upon this fucking baby the fact that this baby's getting its dick sucked. So that I guess he could have some fucking leverage over them or something. Either he truly loves sucking dick, or he wants to have leverage over as many males as possible. Like, you
right?
know,
like say
you know, when you were a baby, I had your little spechel in my fucking mechel, and I sucked your dick once,
fine now.
So I wouldn't challenge me. I wouldn't challenge my decision, because at one point, I sucked your cock.
I was right there, right from the beginning. You always knew what
Don't
you
feel
liked.
Bad. You didn't get erect. You didn't get erect. You don't even remember it. I sucked your dick. Oh, jeez. Fucking filthy. And you know what? I'm disgusted by Catholic priests who fuck altar boys and children.
Yeah,
I'm disgusted by that. And because that is the behavior of a fucking criminal. And if you right. ask me, I don't give a shit what ancient text you point to. You fucking put your mouth on a fucking child's dick in the name of anything. And that child fucking can't speak, can't think. Can't fucking do it. That it is a fucking child that you're fucking blowing in front of his family. You're a fucking sick goddamn criminal. You're a yep. fucking sick criminal, and you don't deserve the stature that you have. You don't
deserve
it.
And there are things like
with
this
your fucking almost... shoulder pads and your suit jacket.
Yeah.
You bearded fucking creep. This guy's a mall Santa, for fuck's sake. If he didn't have fucking... If he didn't have the ability to fucking completely snow a neighborhood of people into believing that he could suck all of their children's dicks, and that he should earn a wage and be head of a religious organization, he would be fucking allowing kids to sit on his fucking velveteen covered lap for a quick snap, and then he would, and in that case he would get arrested when he tried to suck their dicks. The difference between a rabbi and a mall Santa is that when a mall Santa tries to suck a child's dick, he gets arrested. And when the fucking rabbi does
right.
it, there's a celebration afterwards.
L'chaim.
Oh, he's welcome to the tribe. He's so... Yeah, we've fucking marred your cock. And also, to further insult your fucking crippled dick, we had an old guy suck on it for a while. Love you, son.
Yep.
Love you.
And Rastafarians can't smoke weed.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
Oh, my God.
That is illegal.
Yeah, Don't smoke. That's why I think for governor you should vote for NJ Weedman. Consecutively,
hell yeah,
the only man to receive a vote from Steve the LARPer every year. Not even on election years.
I voted for him once.
NJ Weedman.
That was good.
Jesus Christ. NJ Weedman from the Let's Get Fucked Up party. I like the other candidates who are on there. They're like the no amnesty party. The NJ Weedman sick bud party.
No, when you go and vote and tomorrow, New Jersey
folks. That's right.
Go vote.
Yeah, hey, New Jersey.
Make yourself heard.
Get ready to have whatever vote you cast ultimately result in fucking Cory Booker getting elected. Another fucking stand-up guy. Cory Booker. Nothing shady about Cory Booker, is there? So he's a guy that he's helping a community. It's fantastic. We can't escape it. New Jersey politics. It's just the best. It's the absolute fucking best. Every side has somebody fucked up. There's nobody worth fucking voting for in any fucking race in New Jersey. There never is.
I'm kind of happy. I'm not a big Chris Christie fan, but I'm kind of happy New Jersey's getting a little recognition that someone from our state might run for president. It hasn't happened since, what, Grover Cleveland?
No, Christie Todd Whitman had a presidential buzz for a little bit.
Did she? Did she?
Yeah, she did. But then she decided to host a finance show on fucking MSNBC and remind everybody to check their FICO scores on SusieOrman.com. Oh, Christ. She was the worst.
They're always corrupt.
There has never been a fucking, let alone a politician who has been fucked up, especially a New Jersey politician.
No, I read a thing where they said New Jersey politicians are the most corrupt all the way down to Board of Election votes.
Jesus.
Like the basest votes you can have in New Jersey, Board of Elections, and they're always corrupt. It happened in my town. We had a corrupt Board of Education. That's not Board of Election, Board of Education.
This fucking Moyle, I have it paused. He kind of looks like James Gandolfini if he got to play a rabbi before he died. Take a look. You know, Uncle June. When AJ
Uncle
was
June
born,
great.
When AJ was born, I sucked on his little dick. The mishprachel, whatever the fuck it is, milah, the pariah, and the fucking mizessa. Oh Jesus Christ! Well, Stephen. I think we should fucking move on.
Move on.
I think we had a good run in Tiny Chat. I had fun. I'm glad everybody was coming.
Yeah, this is good.
Here. It's good to see Casey stop by, Urka Durka, Barb, our buddy Goatweed, and Jeff from SandwichHumor.com. I even saw Clayton on cam for a little bit. For Christ's sakes, it's fun. Feels fucking nice. We're gonna keep this shit rolling into the after show, where we hang out a little bit and see who else we can get on here. So I want to just thank everybody for being a part of this tonight. Steven, thank you for showing your face for once in your goddamn fucking life.
There it is.
It's the DJ New Style Show, episode 396. Go to djnewstyleshow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Subscribe on iTunes. Leave some comments. Rate it. Tell your friends. Pass it on. And the best thing you could possibly do is listen to all the shows on HeroesTalk.com. They're fucking fantastic. These guys are enthusiastic. And not only that, they're good. If you're not listening now, you need to change that. Is there anything you want to say, Steve?
Happy birthday to my mom.
Happy birthday, Mrs. LARPer. Happy birthday. And I'd also like to say, 88, I miss you, buddy.